It's Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed and Seed, where you can buy everything from chicken feed to suspicious-looking lawn ornaments. Richland Hospital, keeping our community healthy. Cardinal Glass CG, fixing broken windows before the cold gets ya. Ensign Funeral Home, planning ahead so your loved ones can focus on the stories and not the paperwork. Start your week with updates you'll actually use. Plus, Chet's Chuckle, jokes so corny they should come with a warning label. That's Monday's Roundup,
making Mondays just a little less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey there, Hank.
Good morning, Philip. Hey, how are you?
I am great.
Still sore from Saturday night, Phil.
Dancing all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. My back hurts. I have blisters on my knees. And
really?
Yeah. Just tough. It's tough being me.
If you weren't down doing the worm.
Yeah, I know.
That's
a
tough dance to do.
Tough dance.
Especially on the carpet.
Yep. How was your weekend?
Good.
Good.
Yes.
Did anything fun?
Well, yeah, we did a lot of things fun.
You did a birthday, didn't
you? I should be more peppy, you know, because I haven't worked since Friday.
But let me tell you this.
But I think I worked harder just
doing... You were around your grandchildren.
Yeah.
You know you worked hard.
There's never a downtime moment, you know? It's like, boom, you know? Alea was over yesterday, too. It was like every 10 minutes, let's do this, let's do this, let's get there. Let's play this game. Let's play.
Never stopped.
No. But that's a good thing.
No, without question.
Yeah. Yep. Got me out yesterday, and I started on the Sextonville... triathlon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I rode.
What leg did you get?
Well, I rode my bike about a mile and a half.
Okay.
I walked about a half mile.
Okay.
And then I went and sat in the bathtub.
Oh, so, you got all that down, don't you?
Sextonville Triangle. Yeah, triathlon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good for you. Did you win?
I did. Yeah. First place in my age category.
You'd be the only one in the bathtub.
Hopefully. Ain't a very big bathtub, I'll tell you that.
Anyway, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. So I didn't do much.
No?
Nope. I cleaned on Saturday.
Yeah, I see you look cleaner than
not me.
Last week.
Oh,
you.
Being here.
Oh, yeah.
Smarty.
Yeah.
So anyway, but other than that, didn't do much Sunday and no sports on TV to watch. I don't think I turned on the TV at all. Maybe I did. I don't remember.
We turned on a little bit last night to watch a kissy movie, as Aaliyah said, from Hallmark.
Oh, a kissy movie.
Hallmark, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Her and I watched The Little Mermaid, too, part of that, the real people version, not the cartoon.
Oh, the real people.
Yeah, the one they made a few years ago.
I scout my yard yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Because in the afternoon, the wind kind of died down. It was kind of pretty with the sun out. And
if you were blocked by the north wind, it was really nice.
So I scalped it down to zero.
Really?
Now I have to aerate it and reseed it, and we're good to go.
You probably need new blades every time you mow, it sounds like.
Well, this one I did, so. But I have special blades for it to scalp it.
Because they say you're supposed to leave it 3 inches.
Right, but except for, I usually scalp mine at the first.
Oh.
That way it pulls all the other stuff out, and I dethatched it, scalped it. Oh. I did pretty much everything to it yesterday.
Okay.
Now, I have to rake up all the thatchings.
Oh, okay.
So, but other than that, and then you aerate it, overseed it. Spread some dirt on some seed, some bare spots, and ready to go.
Wow. You're good to go.
Yep, good to go.
Yeah.
I'll be complaining at the end of May that I have to mow it 3 times a week. So.
Right. I'm not worthy because I'm not that far ahead.
No, Winston told me to get up and get out and do something.
Uh-huh.
He said he was tired of having me in the house.
What about the moles? How are they doing?
The moles are living.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. New, after I dethatched it, I have found new runs.
Oh,
so
wow. They are a hardy bunch of moles there in Boscobel, I'll tell you.
And then I have some, Chet's helped me out, I have some Merrick down there that they gave me some grub and mole, grub killer.
Oh.
So I will have to distribute that evenly throughout the yard.
Ah,
so
okay.
They seem to be coming closer and closer to the house.
Do they?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So, but anyway.
They're wondering what you're cooking, maybe. Maybe what you're dropping.
Well, if they continue, and we'll see what they've been cooked.
Uh-huh. So, well,
we'll see.
So far, it's the moles 1, Hank Bray nothing.
So, question of the day: do you have a security blanket?
No,
not just a blanket. Don't. Something securely, something that I do. It's a pillow.
Oh, June and I each have our own blankets.
Oh, you do.
If we do, sit down and watch TV. If we ever do, we each have our own little comfy blanket.
Okay,
yeah.
You just throw it on and...
Just throw it on.
Annie, yep. The cat, come and join you usually?
Annie usually comes and kneads, you know, with her claws. And, yeah.
Good for you. Yeah, or good for Annie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
Phil, you might be from P Ridge. If you know which soda pairs with every hamburger helper variety.
Oh, yes. Fine, I'm trying to think. Fine Pepsi with the cheeseburger.
Yeah, the cheeseburger one.
Yeah. Yep. What about tuna helper? Is it?
Yeah.
It says hamburger.
I don't use tuna.
You don't do tuna? Oh. No?
Mm-mm.
Don't like tuna at all? Really?
No.
Wow.
No. Nope, never have. Never have.
That's so. Too bad. Yeah. Do they make tuna patties when you were in school?
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Oh.
I never ate them. I didn't even like the fish patties at school.
You brought your lunch?
Yeah, most of the time. Well, some of the time I did. It depends on what we're having. Pizza day, I was eating pizza.
Oh, yeah. Or barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Eating that. Usually Fridays were good lunch for schools.
Mm-hmm.
The old flat piece of pizza. Do you remember that? The flat.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You can't find those anymore. I'd love to have a piece
pretty
of
good
that.
Stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So in Arkansas, do they call it soda, though? I think I've asked you that before.
It's Coke.
It's Coke.
Yeah.
So even an orange is a Coke.
Right. Usually what happens is, hey, I'll take a Coke. What kind of flavor? What kind of Coke do you want? Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of a little bit different back there.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, some. But it's a good thing I've changed, Phil.
Because Coke is its own brand. I've never understood that. Coca-Cola is Coke.
But down there, it's Coke. Everything's a Coke.
Hmm.
And usually a lot of people, I don't know, probably 60% of the people drink Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Yep. Uh-huh. Big thing down there. And Dr. Pepper tastes better out of a soda fountain than it does a can or bottle.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Huh.
So anyway.
Go ahead.
You know, I know how it will end for me.
What's that now?
I know how my life will end. You know that, right? Like,
no.
I'm in the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah, one of my kids will unplug my life support to charge their phone.
That could happen.
That could happen.
That'd be bad.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Dad.
But phones are important.
Oh, yeah. Dad, what'd I do? Dad. Well, since there's only one of me, Phil.
Yeah?
Does that make me endangered or limited edition?
Well... I don't know. Limited edition?
Limited maybe? Edition, yeah.
The banana I found on my desk this morning was a collector's
item. Was it?
Yeah, it really was. Oh, boy. We'll be back. I think that Simonson boy has got a new story for us as well.
Oh, that poor man.
After these words from Chet's Chuckle sponsor, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Do you know why ghosts are good cheerleaders, Hank?
Why is that, Phil?
Because they have a lot of spirit.
Oh. Woo-hoo.
We got spirit. Yes, we do.
We got spirit. How about you? We got spirit.
When I was in school, we used to try to do it real drab, you know.
Yeah, like
we got spirit. Yes, we do. Just to be, you know, try to be funny.
Yes.
Anyway, try is the key word. Hey, that Simonson boy has got something to say today.
Uh-oh.
I've got a question. If you're flying a paper airplane, is it still stationary?
Oh, well,
that's a good question.
Something to ponder on today.
Well, what goes through that guy's head when he...
Not very long. Well, I don't know.
You know, Phil, picking up the only item in the store display without a barcode, that would be me.
Oh, sure.
Have you ever done that?
No, I don't think so.
Like, there's no barcode on this. Either they make you go back for it, and it's like, you just keep it. I don't need it.
Right, right.
I know it's a bar of soap, but you know what? You keep that. I don't care how old I get. If I walk by a toy with the Try Me button, Philip, you know I'm pushing
you
the button.
Gotta.
You?
Yeah, sure.
I do all the time.
What the action figure
100%.
Says.
100%. Even a light, like, you know, in the... Anywhere it says try me, I'm trying.
There you go.
I'm trying. Yeah. Any stairway can be a stairway to heaven, Philip.
Oh.
If you're clumsy enough.
Ah.
Well, that's the truth.
Stairway to the ER, maybe.
Yes, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well. Did you hear about the fire in the shoe factory?
No.
10,000 souls were lost.
Oh.
The police said some heel started it.
There's your dad. Another dad joke.
Yeah, well, that's all I have. Yeah.
Coffee was just voted the best drink in the nation, Philip.
Really?
Yep, yep, yep. It was an unfair vote, though, Phil. There was absentee ballots.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, poor choice of jokes.
They aren't getting much better,
are they? No, they're not. What do you call a mute owl?
I should know, but yeah. I don't.
Anything you want. It doesn't give a hoot.
It doesn't give a hoot. Oh, boy.
I don't know if it's going to be much better.
You know, sixth grade comedy club, that would have been like the closing shot right there.
Well, here's a closing shot for you, Philip.
What's that?
The son goes, Dad, there's a small get-together at school tomorrow. The father goes, Small get-together? How small? The son, or Philip, goes, only me, you, and the principal.
Yes, it would be a small gathering.
You ever had that before?
Usually it was the parents. I wasn't involved.
You were involved. You're the reason that you were there.
Talked about me. Yeah. Behind my back, of course.
Yeah, not very nice.
No, it wasn't very nice at all. What did the snail who was riding on the turtle's back say?
What did he say?
Whee!
I tell you, that boy ain't right. Oh. Hey, speaking of your soul's lost.
Yes.
I went into a shoe shop and asked to see a pair of loafers, Philip.
Oh, really?
The salesman brought down the general manager and the chief accountant.
Oh, yes. They're from P. Ridge, I think. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Here's something to ponder with Chris, all right? The thought of the day, what were the Chick-fil-A's other mascot ideas before landing on an illiterate cow begging for her life?
I don't know.
Think about that.
Well, not very long. Yeah. No.
All the ways to be woken up, I think, Philip, this is the way. Daddy, my toot is on the floor. Takes the cake. My fart is on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. You'd never want to be woken up that way from your kids.
Well, I can think of maybe worse things. But
That's the worst way to do.
I just don't like to be woken up. You know.
Period.
Yeah.
Unless you wake up
pretty
by yourself, right?
Wake up by myself. It's all right.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. Well, anyway, are you ready for the kicker? Let's see if I have
I think
more
so.
Here.
I'm prepared for the kicker.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Yeah. You got to think about it. Oh, you're going through your notebook.
I'm going through my notebook.
Okay.
All right. All right, buddy.
This is it?
Yeah, you ready?
Brace yourselves.
A young lady named Debbie, Debbie is on her first pilot flying lesson, all in a two-seater plane. So she's by herself, first time. Her instructor all of a sudden, get a heart attack and dies.
That ain't good.
No. Mayday, mayday, help me. My instructor pilot is dead, and I need to know how to fly. She hears a voice over the radio saying, this is the air control. This is air traffic control. We can hear you loud and clear. I will talk you through this and get you back on the ground safely. I've had a lot of experiences with this kind of problem. Now, just take a deep breath. And just breathe. Everything will be fine. Give me your height and your position. The blonde replies, I'm 5'7 and in the front seat. Or Debbie replies, I'm 5'7 in the front seat. Sorry about that. All right. Okay, says the voice on the radio. Now repeat after me. Our Father in Heaven.
Hank. Oh,
wasn't it good? I know. But you know what, Phil? If it wasn't for me, who would get the groans in the morning?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, thanks, Hank. We appreciate it.
You didn't learn much.
No, never do.
No, you never do.
And thanks to Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Oh, my goodness. Great sponsors. So. Yeah. But anyway, if you need anything, my man, let me know. I'll be out front.
You'll be out front.
Have a great day and be kind, my friend.
Sounds good. Hank Bray.